All right, baby.
Okay, here we go.
Woohoo!
Oh, be good to me, Accelerator. Come on, give me the energy.
Give me the juice.
Dear Accelerator Energy Drink, please give me the energy and the sufficient thermogenics to make it through this full fucking podcast.
Please.
I don't ask you for much.
Praise Ashok.
Hallelujah.
Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment as you know it, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beers, sports. Gotta love that shit. For a limited time, check out their new sauces. While they have the supplies, General So, or how Jason says it,
General Sal's.
Or you can go ahead and try their sweet chili lime. I might have to try that sweet chili lime.
That sound good.
They won't be around forever, so get it while the supplies last. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelsey, big brother Jason Kelsey out of the University of Cincinnati. Both graduate, collegiate, and high school graduates.
That's right.
Damn straight. New episodes come to you on Wednesdays. For the most part, subscribe on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts and follow the show on all social media platforms at New Heights Show with one S. Jason, what do we have coming up, my friend?
We got another great episode, Trav. We got a lot to catch up on. Undefeated. We're going to get our final thoughts on the first ever New Heights Beer Bowl. Ooh. We're going to get to some getting out of the house with Travis's big win at the match.
Get out the house.
That's right. And we're going to weigh on something that's been popping up a lot this offseason, which is gambling in the NFL. A very serious topic. But before we get to the serious stuff, let's get to our normal stuff. New news! Hey! We got some new merch. If you can't see it on our chest, somewhat on my belly. We got two new shirts coming out.
Get this thing out the way.
Oh my gosh. That's right. And then Travis Kelsey for president. Because, I mean, with the recent candidates, anybody can be president, it seems
days. Big Eddie, baby. Big Eddie, vote. What did they say at the end of the lines?
Huh?
I concur with this message. I support this message.
Why are you running as ladies man from SNL?
Yeah.
Travis, what are your thoughts on the Russia-Ukraine situation?
Well, if your sex life ain't right, then your rights ain't right.
But what do you think? Do you think we should be pushing and giving more weapons to the Ukrainian people, or should we be getting out of that situation and letting it handle itself?
In the America, I can't even get a list. In my world, yes. Everyone defend themselves, so lock and load.
I don't know that we can joke about a major war happening in the world, but why not, you know?
Lock and load, ladies and gentlemen, lock and load.
Lock and load, okay. If you want to check out these t-shirts, you can check out the Oh My Gosh and the Big Yeti for President shirt. You can check them out at homage.com/New Heights. That's right, homage.com/New Heights. Both shirts available. In other new news, I officially have a donut out, Travis.
I think I heard about this.
Did you try it when you were at the shore?
No, because that donut did not look good.
Well, it's got peanut butter, bacon, chocolate, and honey on it.
Two things that don't go together for me, peanut butter and bacon.
It's a good combo. I'm telling you, you're missing out. Anyways, these are going to be sold at select New Jersey locations of the Fractured Prune. And the proceeds are going to continue to benefit the Be Philly Foundation, my foundation, which also benefits the Philadelphia Public Schools.
Yeah, so go ahead and try it and tell me whether or not peanut butter and bacon go good together.
I normally don't like cake donuts. I like Fractured Prune.
We've talked about this before.
But Fractured Prune is a cake donut. This is a cake donut. I'm just prefacing it.
You gotta tell the people what it's called, because that's what kind of reeled me in until I saw there was bacon on peanut butter.
Yeah, the Fat Kelsey. Fat Kelsey goes to support the Be Philly Foundation. So if you find yourself in need of a donut and you are thinking you want maybe bacon and peanut butter along with chocolate and honey on one,
and you want to support Be Philly and Philadelphia Public Schools, this is the fucking donut for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean, I must say, I love it.
Why not just a plain glazed donut?
I don't like cake donut glazed donuts. Cake donuts are in a different realm.
It just dawned on me what you meant by cake donuts. You're talking about the dough.
Yeah. Like Lamar's?
Cake donut.
No, that's a doughy donut.
That shit is so good.
That's an airy, fluffy donut. Those are good glazed. This is like the more compact, kind of like old-fashioned donut style.
I don't like those either. Fan mentions of the week, baby. Let's get into it.
All right.
We've got two new Eagles fans from Cole McKenzie on Twitter. Let's check it out. Check it out. Oh, that's a... Oh, my gosh. Kelsey Edward and Cameron Lane?
Yep.
They named their kid after dad?
That's what I don't think people...
This is crazy.
...know that dad's name is Edward. Dad is a fucking
legend.
Yeah. So it's actually not named after us. It's named after dad.
Well, the question is, did they call it Kelsey or Kels?
It's a good question.
Because if it's Kelsey, then that's not named after dad. Well, no, if it's Kels.
Right. If it's Kels, it is named after dad. If it's Kelsey, it's not.
You know what I'm trying to say. Well, it's adorable. And
his little brother, Cameron Lane, Lane Johnson.
Ooh.
Cam Jurgens.
They love them some O-line.
How about this?
You two little ones have O-linemen written all over your face.
Well, hopefully.
At least all written all over your name.
Do we prefer people being named after us or dogs?
I think dogs are a little more acceptable. We had we named our dog after one of our favorite baseball players of all time.
I feel like it's a big leap of faith to name a kid after anybody.
Anybody.
Because there's just a long time frame.
Unless.
It's just a long life. You know, the kid can be, I mean, think about those people, right? Pre-World War II that were big Adolf fans.
Uh-huh.
After World War II, they're stuck with Adolf.
For the rest of their lives.
And like, that's a long period and you can't go back on that.
You can't.
Like if it's a dog, it's like fucking like.
Like from that point
12
on,
years tops after World War II and then Adolf's dead. So it's not that big of a time, but.
You got to change.
There's like 80-year-olds for a while there probably named Adolf, and there's no going back on it.
Can't go back.
I mean, I guess I could change their name, so I guess they could go back on it.
Yeah, but once you...
Dude, how evil do you have to be to just fucking...
Name your kid after
Hitler? To ruin a whole name.
Oh, no.
Like, there are no more Adolfs. That name is gone.
Oh, that's just...
Like, that is another level of bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still Teds after, like, Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
There's still Jeffries.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Adolfs. No more Adolfs. Did the Hitlers, did the rest of the family change their name after?
I can't be associated with that.
You're right.
After that? I'm out.
I don't know that guy. Never seen him before
in my life.
We cut it out.
We also got our first fan art submission from the brand new Threads app. Oh, Threads app, nice. If you were running out of places to follow the show, we're on Threads now.
Oh,
big Yeti out there swagged out. Hey, I ain't never looked that cool in my fucking life.
What the fuck is
I'm about
Threads?
To get an ice blue. I'm about to dye all my chest hair and body hair ice blue.
It looks great.
And I got to get a big Yeti chain like that. You guys are on to something here.
I even got your gloves.
Yep. Jason, let's talk a little get out of the house.
Hey, this whole episode might be just about getting out of the house, because that's the only thing going on right now.
I know.
Because we have been outside the house the last couple weeks, we're going to start with our last week's episode, the New Heights Beer Bowl.
Man, it was electric.
Wasn't it?
Let's start with it, baby. Jason, how do you think it went?
I think it went drinkingly. Very, very smoothly. It was a success.
Dude.
The contestants made it, as well as all the people in attendance.
I don't know if everybody saw, you won the first contest
of the day. The Stein drink?
Dude.
That was a part of it, but it was.
His name?
James Seltzer.
James didn't stand a chance.
Jimmy, I think it was. I think we need to get another rematch with just a regular pint, because there is a lot of lore out there that Jimmy can chug.
All right, let's see who can chug a shot faster. Fucking drink. Whoever finishes the drink, it's not supposed to be the easier drink makes it more acceptable. It's like you have to chug a beer. It's a beer.
Well,
it's a tall boy.
I'll tell you what, it hurt going down.
Dude.
I haven't chugged a Stein since Hopper House at Cincinnati.
I know what that feeling like when you tense up and try and chug a beer and just take gulps
down. Yeah.
And catch big air bubbles like that, it feels like your sternum is about to explode.
I'm basically becoming a balloon at that point.
Dude, I could see it on your face. It felt like...
It hurt so bad.
You were trying to make yourself burp afterwards.
I was trying to burp, but burp in a way that wasn't going to make me puke up everything.
The only way to make yourself burp is if you inhale more air, and that is not how you solve that solution by any means. No, but you sold it, man. You went above and beyond. Shout out to Smalls, man. Jimmy did a great job. He knew going into it, once he was a tall boy, that wasn't his game.
Well, back to the actual beer bowl.
Were
you surprised, disappointed with the competitors?
It was a surprise. I honestly,
what'd you expect?
I didn't expect much because I had
expectations were low.
Had no idea what we were getting ourselves into because I didn't even like give myself the chance or thought to expect. Yeah, I was just like, we're sending it. We're doing this. First impressions of the Golden New Heights Golden Cup, the trophy.
Electric.
Gosh, I want one.
Kayla really nailed that one.
Nailed it. The fact that Dad had the briefcase of cash, that was real cash.
$50,000.
Yeah. Shout out.
Didn't have the handcuff, though. That would have been better, but.
Yeah. Something tells me that Dad threw the handcuffs away because they were like little like poofy sex handcuffs. They
then he acted like he couldn't find them.
Where did they go?
Next time we'll put it on a handcuff Apple Watch. Hey, these handcuffs tell your heart rate. How many times can we make that joke? I tell you what, though, I was actually pleasantly surprised with all the competitors. First of all, when we met them backstage to start off with, you knew it was going to be electric. They were ready, bro. They were ready to go.
Shout out to the New Heights production crew for reeling in the best ones. Shout out to 92%ers for all the submissions.
Yeah, but over 200 applicants.
We found the electric ones and the best team names, the best team like combos because everybody brought it. It was awesome. We had six-year-old women dressed as Santa Claus in there. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody disappointed. It was so much fun.
Had a giant dick.
Yeah. Had a big old shaft.
Big old schlong on it.
Walking around like Nick Foles, just swanging.
I liked that we did the skills-based instead of just straight chugging from the get-go because it gave everybody a chance, you know, to be involved.
1,000%.
So, I thought it was good.
The playing field for sure. Flip Cup was a very good. It's an easy one. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be good at chugging. You just got to have good skill.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
We did a great job, man. As in we, I say the production.
Yeah. Whenever we say we, we're really talking about the people that really make this go. All right, here we go. What should we change for next time?
The one cup long drive.
Not a fan?
No. I knew
they cut it up. The production team cut it up. It took these guys a long time to nail the one cup.
It was going
to
take forever.
We were there.
The table was long. One cup is always the hardest one to hit.
The second
nobody was like warmed up and like could test like the gauge and the like depth perception of like throwing it. Everybody just went into it cold. I was just like, we can't do it. We got to figure out.
Well, the second one went by quicker. The first one was a long one.
I think they both took too long. We should have just one better tiebreaker.
I don't mind it though. A tiebreaker, one cup. I thought it was all right, but it was a long one. It was long.
Yeah.
The helmet chugs were obviously the thing we got to change.
We got to.
Clearly did not work.
Yeah, well, nobody tested them.
No, we did test them. We tested them beforehand. What happened is the straw going into the helmet had to come up so that the angle wasn't so severe that it was pinching the sides. And I think when those guys are getting excited to chug, they pulled down the straw and that started pinching off where it was going in the glass at. That's what I think happened. That's my hypothesis. I didn't run any forensics on it, but.
Dude, let's just go up to Lowe's or Home Depot and make our own.
That's the real way to do it.
Yeah, because those were a little janky.
They were.
Electric, though.
Yeah, it was
great. The way it did.
What do you mean?
Freaking
Fire and Ice?
Slim Dog.
Huh?
Slim Dog.
Slim Dog?
Sly Dog. Slew Dog. Our fucking referee.
Fur Dog.
That boy Fur Dog. Oh my fucking
Fur Dog, by the way, he was fucking one of the best referees I've ever seen.
The best was the tiebreaker.
With the Dykstras?
He was.
Fur Dog, make a decision!
He didn't know who to go to. Shout out to Fur Dog, baby. The OD. It was electric. Honestly, though, wouldn't change any bit of it for the first year. Obviously, we're going to keep trying to make that thing better and better.
Yeah.
I mean, can't wait to see more submissions for next year already.
Yeah, I think next year is going to be even more electric. I mean, we did raise, though, for the entire day of the Shorebirds, the Eagles down at the shore, including the New Heights Beer Bowl. We raised over $375,000, and it's still climbing for the Eagles Autism Foundation. So, a largely successful day, and thank you to everyone for supporting, not just the people that were there, but the people that donated who didn't go.
Yeah.
And the people that watched this podcast, the 92%ers, thank you so much for supporting it. It all went to a great cause, and sure as shit fun time.
Shout out to Fire and Ice for bringing heat. Nice. Well, what else did we get out of the house with, Jason? You want to talk about?
Well, hold on. If you're still looking to donate, Travis and I will be competing head-to-head to see who can raise more money for Eagles Autism Foundation over the next 3 weeks. Click the links in the description if you want to donate to me so that I beat Travis at something. In this video, support Team Travis, or more importantly, Team Jason.
You know what to do. 92%ers. Let's get this win.
All righty. We're going to get to the next one. And I've been waiting to talk to you about this. I've purposely not talked enough about it to you. Trav, you won the match.
Yeah, I did. I told you to hammer it.
Did you?
I told you to hammer it. Nobody wanted to listen to me.
Did you expect to win?
Yes.
What was your percentage level that you thought you were going to win?
100%.
100%?
100%.
What in the world made you think 100% you'd be?
I play that course a lot.
Okay.
I'm way better at golf right now than I've ever been.
Clearly.
On top of that, me and Pat Mahomes, man, the combo,
you guys do
baby.
Have good chemistry. It's crazy. Every time he hit a bad shot, you hit a good shot. Every time you kind of hit one of that, which wasn't often, Pat was there.
Yeah. I couldn't get off the tee much, but we were, listen, man, that's what we
got
do,
the
man.
Tee on that par three.
All right now.
I can't tell you how many people, and I'm not, I mean, I hate giving you compliments. I cannot tell you how many people have told me how good your golf swing is and how like impressed they are
silky.
With you as a golfer.
Silky.
You've always had a smooth swing. You're a smooth athlete.
All right now.
Trav is smooth as shit.
Shout out to mom. Mom gave me all this smoothness.
Yeah. Well, dad didn't give it
actually,
to you?
Actually, I'm not going to lie. Big Ed might have gave me the smooth. Mom gave me the explosion.
Dad ain't giving
it. Big Ed smooth? Gave me that smooth hand-eye coordination.
Smooth is not one word I think of when I think of Ed Kelsey.
Watch dad walk down the aisle. All right. Watch.
Watch dad.
Big Ed is as
watch dad
as
spread mayonnaise on the
watch Big Ed dip a chicken wing in a bucket of blue cheese. I definitely got my smoothness from Big Ed, man. Smooth talker, man. Can sell you anything.
He is a smooth talker. What'd you think of it? Yeah, I don't know. Give us a rundown. What was it like?
I'll tell you what, man. I just thought it was an amazing experience to go up against guys that I honestly admire in the NBA. I mean, guys that have changed the game in terms of just an offensive arsenal. What seems to be an unstoppable force when they're both on.
Yeah.
And kind of like how me and Pat like to, you know, balance out the deficiencies or whatever you want to say, like balance out our weaknesses. Those two play off of each other like none other. I mean, it's like poetry in motion.
Well, not in this
those
match.
Those guys are on.
But on the basketball court, they
on
do.
On the basketball court, it is exactly what they do. And they change the game in their own right. I think me and Patty Mahomes are doing that on the football field. So it was cool to be a part of that dynamic, even though we were in a different world. You know, us both stepping off of our playing fields, jumping into golf, a sport that we all love to play. And it was just it was an awesome experience, man. I enjoyed every bit of it. But it goes back to my point that I've been trying to tell you.
Well, we're going
to
talk about it.
From the jump.
You don't got to say it yet. We're going to talk about it.
I'm going to give you
your props. Let's start with the actual match. And it started with a wonderful tweet of everybody in their game day fits, including Travis Kelce in his full knit fit.
My everyday fits, baby.
I mean, dude.
Nike, baby.
What in the world
check.
In Vegas at over 100 degrees did you think sweater?
Well,
sweater shorts.
It was knitted, and it wasn't a sweater. It was a vest.
A sweater vest.
Knitted vest. it was light. It wasn't a heavy. It wasn't a heavy knit. You know what I mean?
It wasn't a heavy knit.
No.
It looked heavy.
It was heavy when you layered it with a shirt.
Your pants. Not only did they have the knit underneath, they had another layer of knit laid on top of it.
The sewed-in pockets that weren't really pockets. It was kind of just like a fashionable statement.
Yeah, I think the pants the designer, that have those are like work pants where they have like another thing in front to cover the pants, but clearly the knit pants weren't covering.
The designer that we teamed up with, that's kind of like his signature on his pants and his jackets.
Oh, yeah?
But it was awesome. I'd shout out to Nike for letting me even do something, bespoke and represent the brand that way.
I think it juiced up
and made me feel the part, man. Deion said it best, baby. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good.
Well, whose fit do you think is better, yours or Clay's? Because I'm not going to lie.
Come on, man.
Man, Clay was like, he looked like he was in middle school stepping
Clay's
out there. I didn't know
what. A lot
what.
More money from the brand that he was wearing. So dude, I can't say shit.
Right when I saw the picture, I was like, oh, fuck. Travis about to win this. I know. I should have come after him. You almost killed a guy, though.
I called it for him. I felt bad for my guy, man. It's one thing if you've played in a bunch of tournaments or you've been on TV swinging a club. Like, I've done the American Century. Been fortunate enough to get the invite to American Century, NBC, and American Century golf tournament out in Tahoe every single year for the past like 4 or 5 years. So I've felt the pressure of walking up to the tee box, or at least swinging a club in front of a lot of people, and like being now on the broadcast. I don't know if I've ever seen Clay in that situation. So that was like the first time for him to be in that situation. It was every single shot, every single hole. And if you're not playing good, it's, I mean, it's not going to help your confidence and how you're swinging the club. Or I just, there was a moment where I was like, dang, man.
Help you?
Yeah. I was hoping he was going to keep, get out of that hole that he was in, man. But me and Patty Mahomes, we were just on one.
Dude, I've never swung a club with people downrange. Like, typically, I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait for everybody to be as far away from this tee box as possible so that I can finally hit this ball. You guys are hitting it with...
There were a few times...
I mean, there's hundreds of people surrounding this hole.
Yeah.
There's people behind you, but there's a lot of people downrange. I mean, two people were hit.
At least. I'm pretty sure there were more than that. I don't want to...
Well, I know Pat hit a guy.
Hit a kid. He got a sign ball, though. And he wore it like a champ.
Hey.
Wore it like a freaking champ.
Where'd he hit him, in the arm?
I think he caught him right in the hip.
I'll take a golf ball and a hit for a sign, Pat Mahomes.
And it was, and the thing ran up on the green after that.
Yeah, dude, it did bounce. It bounced like that off his hip. It probably hit the bone if it's bouncing like that.
He's, you know, like I said, he wore it.
He didn't Clay hit a guy in the skull.
OG.
He headshotted somebody.
Dude, I saw the
That's like plus points if you're playing Call of Duty. Golf, not so much. Negative.
Yeah. You're getting a few more XP points and you dome somebody on video games. That one, you just feel bad. When Clay hit the gentleman, everyone saw it hit, and they didn't see it necessarily hit the gentleman in the head. I saw it from, I got these Hawkeyes 2020 vision, really 2012 vision. I got like a zoom factor on my I saw that thing, and I saw his head disappear, the ball go 30 yards the other way, and then his feet end up where I was looking,
where his head was. Yeah. That's a bad sign.
So it was like a whoop, and his feet went up in the air. Hopefully you're all right, big guy. But it was unfortunate, is what
apparently
it was.
You got to keep your head on a swivel down at the match.
I mean, got to at least, if you're anywhere downfield of like, or down.
Downrange. Just don't be down. Yeah. Just stay behind it. That's like when your buddy's getting ready to go, you got to know who your buddy is, whether you can stand kind of to the side or whether you need to be behind that fucker.
Nobody topped Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen hit, I think, four people.
Four people?
Three or four people, yeah.
What are people standing in front of all these people at the match? Have they not learned?
I don't know.
Is it like a badge of honor to get hit with a golf ball at the match?
Well, you get a free signed. Think if I stand right here.
All right, I got three things I need signed by Pat. I'm going to stand right in the middle of the fairway.
Just standing with a gift bag.
He's running after the ball.
Just a friend.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
It was fun. And even to have Draymond and Von Miller right there, kind of as the... As the supporters of the NFL and the NBA, man, we were out there having a blast.
Yeah,
man.
It looked like it.
Steph was as cool as the other side of the pillow, man. Mm-hmm. Just one of the best dudes, you know. It was awesome, man.
Well, I tell you who was not cool was Draymond when he tried to chug that beer.
Dude, he wore it bad.
His first time. Was that a Chug Bud?
That was a Chug Bud. Shout out to Chug Bud. It's a heck of a device for a golf bag, man.
You know what it is? It's a combination of a shotgun and a beer ball.
Yeah, but it shortens the beer ball.
Yeah, and makes it's like, it easy. Bow! It's right down your throat. You know.
It's the best. Listen, when I need swing fuel, or really when I just want to feel instantly drunk, I slap one of those things in.
All right.
Just down one in like 2 seconds, game over.
All right, let's get to the real discussion of the match. I have been on record for the entirety of this show as NBA athletes are the greatest athletes in professional sports, and that no NFL player can play in the NBA. I'm going to give you your props. You were clearly the best athlete out there on the match. It's not even close.
I'm just saying, man.
And more apparent was you and Clay are the same height. Like, I thought basketball players were like
he's a little taller than me.
Clay did
size my ass up, though. He looked me up and down. I thought you'd be way bigger. I'm like, God damn it, Clay. I'm 255 pounds. Why does everyone think I'm so tiny?
I don't think he was taller. I saw a side-by-side. You guys look pretty much, maybe an inch. Ain't much. I'm fully convinced now, if you would have stuck with basketball, you could have played in the NBA, potentially. If you had the right opportunities come your way, everything goes right.
I could have maybe been a Dellavedova, somebody like that.
You're not being a Dellavedova. That's not even your skill set.
You're right.
We need to make this happen because you are talking so much shit on Dellavedova. And you've been talking trash on Dellavedova.
I love you.
But we need to make this happen. You and Dellavedova, one-on-one, go. To settle this.
One-on-one. He would fucking and one mix.
He's going to destroy right you.
He'd be out there like hot sauce crossing my shit up.
You're just not going to get an open shot on Deli.
Huh?
How are you going to get an open shot on Deli?
What do you mean? Deli?
He's a defensive specialist. You're not getting around him.
Specialist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what he does.
He's a try-hard white guy. What do you mean?
Like I said, defensive specialist. Just another word for what Deli, you just
man,
said.
I fucking love you. Way to bring one home for the city, baby. Deli! Fucking love you, man. I will forever say this. The transition from basketball players being able to play football is easier or more fluent than guys playing football.
You could have played in the NBA if you would have been playing basketball for the last 12 years or whatever.
Yeah. I think you already know it's a long shot. Would have had to figure out how to dribble.
Well, I mean, there's some guys that can't dribble in the NBA.
True. They're all 7-footers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean,
it's a dream.
Dennis Rodman.
It was once a dream. Either way.
Anderson Varejao.
I know I'll never be as good
as
Clay or
Steph. It's like a big old baby deer. Yeah.
I was never going to be that.
Yeah. I think that's
I'd have been
probably player, fair to say.
Role player, bench player, at best, practice player, whatever you want to call it. I might have been in a fucking suit on the side.
Yeah.
Shout out to the gang, man. All the respect in the world to the Splash Brothers.
We'll see
you guys
if you
were
can.
Fun as hell to play with, man.
We'll see if you can play in the NBA.
Go get another ring, fellas.
Matthew.
Make that thing five. Get five of them things. Get the whole hand filled.
Yeah.
And then
unless you're playing the Sixers.
Get a rematch.
I don't even care about that anymore. I just want to watch you play basketball with Dellavedova. He's going to annihilate you. Yeah. I can't wait.
What I get for talking shit.
All righty. This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
For a limited time, head to B-Dubs and get some wings with their new sauces. General So and Sweet Chili Lime.
Ooh, they're the perfect duo, just like me and Jason.
Mm.
General So delivers a sweet and spicy taste, while Sweet Chili Lime hits you with that zesty flavor. They won't be around forever, so get them while the supplies last. Anywhere you find Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm. We also need to shout out one of our sponsors that you probably see us drinking during the show. That's Accelerator Active Energy.
Shout out!
Hell!
If you've been looking for something with zero sugar that gives you sustained energy, that gets the metabolism going and gives you the enhanced focus you need to record a podcast, you've
no
got to check
exists.
Out. You got to check out.
Those things exist in one thing?
No fucking way. That's what I really call it. I really call it no fucking way because there's no fucking way.
All of these things can be in one can.
But it is. It is. Go ahead and get you guys some of this Accelerator Active Energy. Jason, talk to them about the flavors.
Well, we got a lot. We got berry lemonade. We got starberry.
Ooh.
You're drinking peach paradise. I don't know if I've had peach paradise yet.
Well, go ahead.
One of the few. Story. I'm not drinking anything you put your mouth on.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy cherry limeade. I'll try it. I'll
Accelerator try it. Active Energy drink available nationwide at Target, Meijer, and Sheetz. And if you're around Kansas City, you can find that shit in Quick Trip too. Fuck you, cuz. Let's talk about some cow updates.
Hey yo,
Jason got out of the house and made his way to Missouri.
That's right,
good old Missouri. Southeast Missouri to be specific. What'd you do with these cows, man? How many do you have right now?
I got 18 cows, not including the calves we had last year and the calves we've had this year.
Because?
They're not cows yet.
Oh, all right.
So a cow is a female, like, offspring producing animal.
Message.
Calf, I forget at what point they turn from a calf to a heifer, if they're heifer calves. But either way, heifer is a female that hasn't calved yet. All of these are too young to have calved, so they're still calves.
A heifer?
Heifer. Heifer is a female that has not calved.
Okay.
Cow is a female cow. Do you know what a bull is?
Bull got them.
Yeah. You know it.
Yeah. Bull don't care.
You know what a steer has?
Is he one of those?
Well, if a bull has.
Is he one of those?
If a bull has. What does a bull have?
What?
What does a bull have?
Bull's got some nuts.
Steer.
Steer ain't got no nuts.
That's right. It's a castrated bull.
Because Jason ate him.
It's just part of being a cowboy.
I should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to roll the rain.
Yeah, the herd is quickly getting a lot bigger.
With my sexy.
Not you running on a cattle drive.
Feeling young girls' hearts. Just like Gene and Roy.
singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
And sitting.
I'm so shocked you know that song.
Well, should have been a fucking cowboy.
Well, yeah, we got 18 cows with more coming, and we got to figure out what we're going to do with this meat. Should I just make her hamburgers? You going to try a hamburger?
Some Jason, beef? I thought you were supposed to sell the fucking meat.
Well, I don't know what to do with it. All I know is that I got a lot of poundage of beef coming.
Take it to a butcher and sell some meat.
I'm going to try. I don't know how to do
USDA
this.
USDA Kelsey meat.
I don't know how to sell meat. And somehow I have too many cows.
Come on over to Kansas City. I'll show you how to sell some meat. Yeah.
Kelsey beef. Missouri. When are you going to come down? That's what I want to know. Look at all these pictures. Look at how fun it looks.
I'm about to watch you fucking.
Just look at all these fun pictures. It's a community event. Look at the kids. Look at the joy on everybody's face. That kid has, those are a pair of bull's testicles right there that kid has. He called them his nutchucks. He's just flipping around all day. I swear to God.
Was he Bruce Lee in them things on fucking people or what?
I think he did actually do it to one person. I ate one. I ate two, actually.
Fried? Baked?
Right there in the fire.
Raw?
Well, in the fire. They were cooked. I'm not eating it raw, no.
You ain't eating raw nut?
No, I'm not eating. No. When are we going to get you down there?
Dude,
it's in your own backyard. Do you know how many Chiefs fans were there? How many Chiefs fans that are in Southeast Missouri? They never get to see you.
Do they have satellite TV?
They're watching the games, yes.
There you go.
Potentially.
I give them a shout.
I think you should come on down.
All right. Just not during nut cutting season.
Not during the branding?
No, I can't do that kind of
get
shit.
Get yourself some raw milk. Yeah. Had some raw milk this week.
Listen, I'll fuck with some milk now.
All right.
Milk fresh out the titty, baby.
All righty. Let's get to some actual news. In the last week, the NFL announced four more players have been suspended for violating the league's gambling policy.
What am I missing?
I don't think anything. I'm telling you the whole thing right now.
Where are players getting it confused that they can gamble on NFL games?
I don't know. Isaiah Rodgers, Rashad Berry of the Indianapolis Colts, free agent. Demetrius Taylor is suspended indefinitely through at least the conclusion of this next season for betting on NFL games last year.
Why? I don't know. To each his own. I don't know what the scenario is. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what they do in Philly. I don't know what they do in other organizations because I've only been in Kansas City. But every single year in training camp,
they tell you.
We get told that there is no betting in the facility.
Yeah, well, they also
or
say
in any NFL.
They said don't
no
do a lot
betting.
Of
period. Yeah. Let alone if you're out of the facility or in a facility or on the road or in, you cannot bet on NFL games at all.
Correct.
That's what I've been. That's been my understanding of all the rule the entire time before sports betting was allowed. Before
the rule has not changed.
Yeah, no. We have all these casinos as our sponsors in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Before all this has been a part, I've been completely understood that you cannot bet on games. Why is this offseason everybody getting hit with betting on NFL games?
I just think more guys are doing it because it's easier to do now with all the betting apps and all that stuff. And it's more traceable probably because people do it on like apps and whatnot. But either way.
I just don't get it.
Nicholas Petit-Ferry of the Titans was suspended for the first six games for betting on non-NFL sports at the club facility.
Again. Something that they tell us we cannot do.
They do. They do say that. They do say do not bet on, you can't bet on anything. But I will say this with a caveat. The only thing I don't like is that they're not listing, like, what level, because, like, guys will have, like, their college teams, and you'll make, like, a friendly wager with your college team. That happens across the NFL.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what level is acceptable? I feel like this has to be, like, he was like on like a full-on bookie site or something like that, right? I'm not going to, whatever. I don't know. Either way.
Dude, I know a guy named Pete Rose, and I heard that.
You know Pete Rose?
No, I've heard of a guy.
I know of him. Yeah. Know of him.
Charlie Hustle, baby.
He hustled?
He was a hustler.
Was he a hitter?
He was.
Was he a Hall of Famer?
In my eyes. But I've seen what happened to his career, and it's like, why even flirt with it?
Well, I think it's because guys are addicted to gambling. I think that's it. I mean, people like gambling. It's a thing, and it's very prevalent now. In fact, people like doing it so much. Jonathan Jones of the Patriots said, I understand rules are rules, but I can risk my life so that my team wins, but I can't risk $1,000 on my team winning. Seems a bit extreme. I don't know many people that have, I don't know a lot of people that have died playing football. I don't know you're risking your life, but.
I'm on his side in terms of if you bet on yourself.
No, I'm out on that.
To win.
Here's the problem with that. That sounds good in theory, but anybody that knows somebody that's been in debt before to casinos knows the predicament that that puts a guy in. What happens when you're $14,000 in the hole because you've been betting on your own self? And then the bookie says, hey, you do something this game, all of a sudden your slate's clean.
Yeah, well.
Because that shit happens. You can't just, yes, if in a perfect world, if you wanted to bet on your own team and there was no repercussions for it and you couldn't get into debt to casinos that could leverage you to fucking throw football games, yeah, you could do that. But that's not a perfect world. Moral of the story, I really don't think people understand the effect that gambling has and the amount of debt you can get into quickly. It's been made very much normalized in our culture recently, and it's becoming so in the NFL, and it does affect the integrity of the game. It's not as simple as just betting on your team to win. Like, there's a lot more factors in play here.
Listen, you know where I stand. I ain't betting on shit.
Yeah. Well, I'll bet on some stuff.
Listen, the only thing I'm
betting
on.
I do think gambling's kind of fun.
Listen,
I don't condone it. I'm not going to push it on
people.
Catch
me on the wheel, baby.
Huh?
The wheel? Catch me on the wheel.
You're a big roulette guy?
Ooh.
Red or black?
I'm playing numbers. That 50-50 doesn't excite me.
You just said we're not
going
to publish. We're trying not to normalize gambling.
Why?
We just talked about
it. You just said it was fun.
I mean, it's okay.
Tell you what, man, when your number hits, feel it in my plums.
Kids, stay out of it. Don't do it.
Do it until you're old enough to gamble. All right. Well, let's move on to no dumb questions. You know what? Actually, before we leave this fucking topic, I'm fucking upset only because now I have to sit through an even longer meeting on why the fuck I can't gamble and why I shouldn't gamble. And now I got to sit through because the league has to do their due diligence and make sure they make it fucking clear that we can't fucking gamble in the facility or on NFL fucking games anywhere.
As if people don't already know.
As if they already didn't go over that. Dude, that just enters you into what training camp really is. Just NFL players sitting in meetings getting told what they can't do because other guys fuck it up.
Yep. And I always like seeing the percentage by position. When Lenny's up there, he's like, all right, this year's a rest. It's like you're in a, like a.
Everybody knows who.
I just like it. I just like that they put it like a statistic, so it's like almost like a bragging rights.
Who's at risk?
Yeah. And it's a clean sweep by the defense every time. DB linebacker, D-line, Leroy. It's like, man, the defense really can't get this together. Guys haven't figured out Uber at 2 a.m. yet.
So true. What the fuck is in these accelerators, man? I'm sweating. I'm laughing so hard right now.
It's been a good episode. I don't know if we can keep any
we can keep too much of this.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports my whole body health. You might not believe this, but I actually drink AG1 every day.
I don't believe that one bit, Jason.
Why not?
Why on earth would you take AG1 every day?
Because I'm an NFL player and we got a lot going on. And AG1 gives me an easy way to get a single solution that supports my entire body and covers my nutritional basis.
That's fascinating.
Is it?
So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D.
Yeah.
If you can't get enough sun, get you some AG1. 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase.
Go to drinkag1.com/newheights. That's drinkag1.com/newheights. Check it out.
Check it out.
Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek.
What?
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
I think I actually knew that. And the NFL season's almost here.
Hey.
And we have a special discount. Of course we do. A secret promo code just for the 92%ers for a very limited time. 15% of any NFL tickets. Listen to me, people. For a very limited time, get 15% off any NFL tickets.
That's so crazy.
Are you fucking kidding? This is gold. Doesn't 15%? Matter if you're a first-time buyer or not. You can get 15% off any NFL. Jason, tell them.
Okay, just click the link in the description, sign in, and you get 15% off discount, which will be auto-applied to your account. Doesn't matter if you purchased SeatGeek tickets before. Just click the link in the description and save yourself some money. These tickets are expensive, and 15% of expensive tickets,
that's a lot.
Especially if you get some really expensive tickets, you can save a lot of money at 15%.
Yeah, that means you're only fucking
like if
paying.
You get four seats, you get save like 15. Well, this is NFL. If you get 50-yard line up front tickets, club seat tickets,
you're only paying 85% for this shit.
Yeah, it's like that's a steal.
Fucking steal. You're stealing. You're cheap-aholic in this shit.
You could be saving hundreds of dollars.
Moving on to No Dumb Questions.
Hey, our favorite part.
Let's get to some No Dumb Questions because there are no dumb questions, just dumb people. As always, No Dumb Questions is brought to you by our friends at Accelerator. Mm. It has got us feeling fantastic today. I got that peach paradise. Jason, what you got over there?
I got Starberry.
Ooh, that boy, Starberry.
You want to go?
At Merperry, if that's how you say it.
Merperry. Meriperry.
Meriperry. What professional sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? What would the mandatory amount of alcohol be? Would it be specific kind of alcohol or teams player's choice? That's a fun question.
Yeah, I like this.
Let me think about this for a sec.
I'm going to go with NASCAR.
What do they got to drink?
You can't be above. You got to be just above the legal limit.
How do you think of this?
Well, the first thing I thought of was the one thing you shouldn't do when you're drinking, driving NASCAR. Sounds like a good time. They got helmets on and they're getting crashes half the time anyways. It can't get that much worse.
Yeah, it can't be that bad.
It'll be hilarious.
What are they drinking?
As long as nobody dies. What?
They got to drink beer?
Yeah, I don't think you don't want them too liquored up. You just want them kind of swerving. You just want like a little bit of like, yeah, I can't stand my line. How?
So how many drinks does it take for you to swerve?
This isn't like a Tootsie Pop question. I don't know how many drinks it takes to get to the level of drunkenness.
Oh, man. Like,
I think.
You kids will never know.
I think.
About a Tootsie Pop commercial.
I don't know. I don't even know what the legal limit is. What is it? 0.08? Is that the legal limit?
Yeah.
So 0.08 is the legal limit.
That's like one beer.
I think it depends on how heavy. Whatever. 0.08. I think. Let's get people.
You've never just.
I did have a breathalyzer one year at the shore and all, just to like see how high if we were getting it. Not for driving purposes. We did not drive, but you're just in the bar, just like, I got more yet.
Hold on, what was the highest number?
Somebody got it to like 2.2.
Oh my fucking gosh.
0.2, like 3 or something like that. And they were very drunk. They were very drunk. Yeah. They were like blacked out drunk. Anyways, so yeah, let's just get them to like 1 point of a solid like 1.2. 0.12.
0.12.
0.1.
0.1. 0.1 is, I mean, you're halfway to 2. You're halfway blacked out. That's pretty good.
Yeah. What other sport?
I like it, dude. That's, I mean, fuck.
Baseball. It's basically a dizzy bat.
You ever try to play fucking hammered? I feel like people already play baseball hammered. Softball leagues.
Babe Ruth did it for years and he hit like 60 home runs.
This is true. Some of my favorite fights of all time are watching two heavyweights just absolutely shit-faced at a bar trying to swing at each other.
Boxing. Dude,
throw two guys in the boxing ring.
It's not a bad idea.
Have to bring that. Time around.
What level of drunk are they boxing?
Oh, you got to be shit faced. Let's take it to 1.5.
1.5.
0.15.
0.15, yeah.
0.15. I want to see guys just fucking
swaying.
Just fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the sound that all of them make when they throw. It's not like a jab. Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's never.
The jabs go out the window, the higher the alcohol percentage, the more it's just haymakers.
Oof.
Yeah.
You get a guy to like do a 360 on one of those swings. Those are the best videos. I'm going boxing.
Boxing or NASCAR. Face.
Dealer's choice on what they want to drink.
I guess it's really just every sport's better.
Well, thank you, Mer Perry. That was a pretty fun question.
All righty. Our next question is from Mercy R. Jacob. What was the first person to milk a cow trying to do? I think they were trying to milk a cow.
Yeah. What came first? The chicken or the egg?
The milk or the cow?
I don't fucking know.
I think the milk came second. Cow had to be there for the milk to come out of the cow.
It's true.
All I'm saying is, I don't know, dude, like, why would there be anything else expected other than the milk coming out of the cow? This isn't like the question, like, what, how did the first person figure out that smoking weed got you high? Like, they saw calves drinking out of the fucking cow's udders. They knew that there was milk in the udder, and they just milked the fucking cow and drank the milk. Like, there's not like a question mark here.
We might have our first dumb question.
Yeah.
This might be the first one.
All right. Well,
keep sending us your no dumb questions, or just make them dumber than they were this week. And thank you to our friends at Accelerator for sponsoring this dumbass segment.
All righty. That wraps up this episode of New Heights.
Yeah.
That's right.
Best one yet.
One of the few ones. We made it here to the wonderful Wave Sports and Entertainment facility. Make sure you subscribe to the New Heights channel on YouTube so you know when all the new episodes are coming out, and listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Wow. I don't even know if that's her slogan anymore, but I fucking love saying it.
Yeah.
Follow the show on all social media platforms at New Heights Show with 1S for fun clips throughout the week. And thanks to our production and crew. You guys are going to delete half this shit, and we thank you. Thank you to all the 92%ers. Until the next time, baby. Woo! Peace.